朋友们，提到春秋战国的思想家
Friends mentioned the thinkers of the spring and autumn period.
你们可能先想到孔子的仁，老子的道。
You might first think of Confucius's benevolence and Lao Tzu's Tao.
但今天我要给大家介绍一位被严重低估的全能型选手——墨子。
But today, I want to introduce a highly underestimated all-rounder, Mozi.
他不仅是思想家，还是科学家。
He is not only a thinker, but also a scientist.
工程师。
Engineer.
甚至是古代的和平使者。
Whether it's an ancient peace envoy.
他的很多理念放在21世纪。
His many ideas are placed in the 21st century.
依然闪闪发光。
Still shining.
墨子本名墨翟，出身平民。
Mozi, originally named Mozai, came from a commoner family.
所以他的思想特别接地气。
Therefore, his ideas are very practical and relatable.
全是为底层百姓说话。
Speak for the common people.
比如他最核心的兼爱。
For example, his most core concept of loving all beings.
不是孔子那种有亲疏。
Not like Confucius, who had close relationships.
远近的爱。
Love from afar.
而是爱无差等。
Instead, love is equal.
不管是你的家人还是陌生人。
Whether it's your family or strangers,
都要平等去爱。
All should love equally.
就像现在我们说的互助友爱。
Like the way we say mutual help and love now.
墨子早在2000多年前就喊出了这个口号。
Mozi has been shouting this slogan for over 2,000 years.
他还说兼相爱，交相利。
This means that they love each other and benefit from each other.
意思是你对别人好
This means that you are kind to others.
别人也会对你好
Others will be kind to you.
这和我们现在讲的合作共赢是不是异曲同工
Is this similar to the concept of win-win cooperation that we are currently discussing?
再说说非攻，墨子反对战争。
Let's talk about the non-public mentious opposition to war.
可不是光嘴上喊口号。
It's not just empty slogans.
当年楚国要攻打宋国。
When Chu attacked Song,
墨子千里迢迢。
The journey of Mozi was long and arduous.
要跑到楚国和鲁班模拟攻防战。
Participate in the Chu Kingdom and Luzun class simulation defense battle.
鲁班用了9种攻城方法。
Lu Ban used 9 different attack methods.
墨子都一一破解。
All of Moses' arguments have been refuted.
最后楚国不得不放弃进攻。
Finally, Chu had to give up the attack.
这就像现在的和平谈判专家用智慧和实力阻止冲突，是不是特别酷？
This is like how the current peace negotiation experts use their wisdom.And strength to prevent conflicts, which is really cool.
更厉害的是
More impressively,
墨子还是个隐藏的科学家。
Mozi was still a hidden scientist.
他的墨经里记录了世界上最早的小孔成像实验，警道再无有端。
His Mojing records the earliest pinhole camera experiment in the world, ending with a warning, no more.
意思是光线通过小孔会形成倒立的影子。
The meaning is that light passing through a small hole will form an inverted shadow.
大家小时候有没有玩过？拿张纸戳个小洞。
Have you ever played a game of making a small hole with a piece of paper when you were a child?
对着太阳。
Facing the sun.
另一张纸上就能看到倒立的太阳。
Another piece of paper shows the inverted sun.
这就是墨子2000多年前发现的。
This is what Mozi discovered 2,000 years ago.
他还研究了杠杆原理。
He also studied the principle of leverage.
光学反射。
Optical reflection.
甚至连力的定义都写得明明白白，行之所以奋也。翻译过来。
Even the definition of force is clearly written, and the reasons for the division are also translated.
就是力是物体运动的原因。
The force is the cause of the movement of the object.
比牛顿早了1000多年。
More than 1,000 years earlier than Newton.
还有圣贤和解。
Also, there are the virtues of Shang and Jai.
用墨子主张选拔人才。
Using Mencius's principles of selecting talented individuals.
看能力不看出身。
Focus on ability, not background.
不管你是农民还是工匠。
Whether you are a farmer or a craftsman.
有本事就能当官。
If you have the ability, you can become an official.
他反对贵族铺张浪费。
He opposed the extravagance of the aristocracy.
对，提倡节用、节葬。
Promote thrift and burial.
比如反对厚葬。
For example, oppose burial.
主张。
Claim.
简单办丧事。
Simple funeral.
这对现在的我们来说，是不是也很有启发？
Is this not also inspiring for us now?
比如我们要节约资源。
For example, we need to conserve resources.
反对浪费。
Against waste.
不就是墨子节用思想的延续吗？
Isn't this the continuation of Mencius's philosophy of thrift?
朋友们。
Friends.
你们有没有发现墨子的思想。
Have you noticed?The ideas of Mosey.
其实和我们现在的价值观高度重合。
In fact, it is highly aligned with our current values.
和谐社会。
Harmonious society.
对应兼爱。
Corresponding to love.
和平发展。
Peaceful development.
对应非公，节能环保。
Corresponding to non-public energy, saving, and environmental protection.
对应节约。
Corresponding section.
用任人唯贤。
Merit-based.
对应上贤。
Corresponding to Shang Zion.
2000多年前的人。
2000 years ago.
怎么就能想到这么超前的东西？
How did you come up with such a forward-thinking idea?
所以说，墨子真的是一位被忽略的宝藏思想家。
Therefore, Mosey was truly a neglected and valuable thinker.
他的理念不仅影响了古代。
His ideas not only influence the ancient,
还能指导我们今天的生活。
It can also guide our lives today.
建议大家有空去翻翻墨子。
I suggest...Everyone take some time to read the works of Mosey.
或者在生活里践行一下他的小理念。
Or put his ideas into practice in daily life.
比如多帮身边人一把，少浪费一点粮食。
For example, help your neighbors and reduce food waste.
珍惜现在的和平。
Cherish the current peace.
你们对墨子最感兴趣的是哪一点？
What aspect of Mosey are you most interested in?
是他的科学发明。
Is his scientific invention.
还是他的和平主张。
Is advocacy for peace.
欢迎在评论区告诉我。
Please let me know in the comments.
我们一起聊聊这位古代全能选手。
Let's talk about this ancient all-rounder.